You are listening to Mercer's White Paper, Finding Ways to Benefit from Ontario's New DB Pension Rules. The new funding rules now in effect for defined benefit, DB, pension plans in Ontario are wide-ranging and significant, affecting every DB plan in the province, even if yours is fully funded or close to being fully funded. While the changes may appear to be straightforward, their specific impact on your plan and the opportunities they present are as unique as the plan itself. By examining, through modeling and analytics, the implications of the new funding framework on many different DB plans, we have identified important insights into the effects on a variety of plans, their impact on sponsor pension policy, and the actions that can be taken to optimize costs and outcomes under the new rules. Some of our findings may surprise you. Not all plans will save money under the new rules. Many sponsors expected the new solvency funding rules for DB plans would lead to a reduction in their contribution requirements, but that may only be true for less funded plans. Our analysis shows that lowering the solvency funding target from 100% to 85% may cut contribution requirements for less funded plans by as much as half. Better funded plans, however, could face higher contributions by as much as 50% when looked at over a five-year period. Not only because of the new going concern funding target that includes a provision for adverse deviations, PFAD, but also due to more stringent contribution holiday rules and higher premiums for the Pension Benefits Guarantee Fund, PBGF, that takes effect in 2019. It might be time for a higher risk tolerance. Managing pension risk has always been important for plan sponsors and administrators, but adopting a higher risk tolerance has often led to higher contribution volatility that most plans prefer to avoid. As Ontario's new funding rules will greatly reduce contribution volatility for all DB plans, many sponsors are now looking at their asset mix strategy and more holistically reassessing their risk tolerance. We have explored the impact on less funded plans and identified that they could see moderate impact on contribution volatility under the new rules, even if they increase their exposure to equities or alternative investments from 30% to as much as 70%. Our analysis suggests that a dramatic change in asset mix for these plans could result in significantly lower contributions with limited downside contribution risk. Some plans can avoid higher PBGF premiums. One of the intended benefits of the Ontario new funding rules is to support DB plans and give a stronger foundation to the organizations that support them, including through enhanced benefit security under the PBGF. The increase in PBGF premiums that begin in 2019 could, however, be in excess of 200% for some plans. If you were already contemplating plan termination and your plan is at or near 100% funded on a solvency basis, you might want to do so earlier than originally intended. Buying annuities to settle your liabilities could help you avoid the higher premiums. If your plan has already purchased annuities to discharge existing DB liabilities for ongoing plans, you will benefit retroactively from the new rules that took effect on July 1, 2018. Benefit security is not being compromised. At first glance, the relaxation of solvency funding requirements would appear to compromise benefit security. However, our analysis shows that benefit security for the average DB plan under the new rules is likely to be improved due to the enhanced going concern funding requirements and more stringent rules on when contribution holidays can be taken. Your optimal time to file an actuarial valuation report. Ontario's new funding rules offer flexibility in terms of filing the first actuarial valuation. It could be advantageous for some plans to file pension valuations quickly to take advantage of the new rules in 2018, while others could benefit from delaying filing their reports for as long as possible. There are even special transition rules, which, if properly utilized, may lead to further advantages for some plan sponsors. New rules for documentation. Pension administration is affected by new rules, which additional rules imposed on plan administrators could ensure compliance with the Pension Benefits Act, PBA, and related regulations. One change requires the pension plan text to be amended within 12 months of the date of filing the first valuation report to include information about the obligations to contribute to the PFAD. Another change requires a plan's Statement of Investment Policy and Procedures, SIP, to include a target asset allocation for every asset class specified in the PBA regulation, as well as minimum credit ratings. It's important to determine the optimal time to file the new SIP so that it captures your strategic investment policy going forward and satisfies any regulatory timeframes. All in the wording. Get the words right in member statements and notices. Rules governing disclosure to members also have been changed, with plan administrators now required to include disclosure to members about new funding rules when you issue your first annual or biennial statements after the valuation report is issued under the new rules. You must also provide members with details about any special payments that must be made and, as of January 1, 2019, an estimated transfer ratio of the plan up to the end of the period covered by that statement. As sponsors, you must determine what information you now need to provide plan members to comply with the enhanced disclosure requirements and ensure that the wording you use in member statements and notices satisfies those requirements. Mercer can help. Time is of the essence for DB plan sponsors in Ontario. To minimize regret risk and improve future outcomes, you need to act, not react, to see the most benefit from the new pension funding framework. Whether your horizon is long or short, Mercer consultants can identify how the new funding framework affects your specific plan, what steps are needed to comply with the new rules, and how to optimize your plan's investment returns and funding requirements. Let's get the conversation started. If you have questions or need help with your DB plan, contact us.